This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Welcome back, my dear listener, to another interesting episode, Unconventional Bounds. I'm your host, Alpha West, as usual, as always. And today we are diving into the story that showcases the incredible diversity of human emotion and connection. Our tale takes us to the time when love transcended all boundaries, including those who made of concrete. So that's it today. Let's see something. Look, you haven't read about this before. I think some of you, it might shock you today. This might shock you. This make you feel that, oh, wow, this really happened? Yes, it do happen. Incredible, unimaginable things are happening all around the world. You don't know. But as usual, we'll bring it back to you to listen to it. Historics and facts, culture and norms. Everything will be here. So now let's talk about this unconventional love or unconventional bounds, right? You know, imagine falling in love with something not just beyond norms, but beyond imagination. In the late 1970s, a woman named Ija Richter Belen Mano stoned the wall when she claimed to have married the none other than the Berlin Wall. Oh, yes, yeah. You heard that, the Berlin Wall, the iconic symbols of separation during the Cold War. You know, let me just give you what the Berlin Wall was. The Berlin Wall was built by East Germany to prevent its citizens from fleeing to West Germany and the rest of Western Europe. That's how they built a wall for. And it was a sophisticated war. So now, coming up, someone who fought in love to this war that was built. You know, Rita, a Swedish woman, experienced something that most of us found utterly perplexing. She was captivated by the Berlin Wall's history, its significance, and the stories of the people it affected. This fascination with the wall grew into something deeper, something that she defined as love. For real. She claimed to communicate with the wall on a spiritual level and even gave it name, Die Rich. The name Die Rich was given to the Berlin Wall by Ija Richter, who married the wall. So now, Ija Richter's story raises a multitude of questions. How does one fall in love with an inanimate object? Is it romantic bond, a symbol of companionship, or something else entirely in the whole thing? Nobody knows. Questions come from different directions. But meanwhile, some psychologists suggested that objectophilia, Objectfeller, the term used to describe this kind of attraction stems from the combination of psychological factors and emotional experience. So they bring all this. But don't forget, right? Let us not forget that historical backdrop against which this unusual story unfolded. The Berlin Wall stood as a stark reminder of the Cold War and physical manifestation of a political tension and a human cause of division. You know, Richter's connection to the war took this symbol of separation and turned it into something deeper, personal, and intimate. However, we all understand that everybody would love. Critics and skeptics bound, of course, many questions the legitimacy of our claim. More critics, more skeptics, you know, all around say, hey, how can you marry the war? What legitimacy do you have to marry the war? Why other worry about the impact of her story on individuals who might already be grappling with psychological challenges? But regardless, you know, I want to say, but regardless of how we interpret her emotion, it's testament to the complexity of human feelings, our capacity to find a meaningful, even in the most unconventional circumstances. Wow, that's just about love. But however, the world of emotion is vast and varied. From love stories that span oceans to those of the bridge of the gaps between cultural and even eras, human connection comes in all forms. Aja Rita Berlin Manual story challenges us to consider the limit of what we understand as love and connection. It reminded that the heart has a way of surprising us, even when it beats for something as unexpected as a war. That's it about love. You can't control the heart. So this is just a reminder that people fall in love for so many things. Love don't have no boundary. You can't stop love. It goes beyond what you think. Objects. Anything that people eye catch it and they feel like they have feelings for it, love do come. And I always say, love don't cause a thing. And love don't cause a damn. Go to hell if you don't believe that I love this. Don't consider it. And that's it. A wrap up for today's episode of Unconventional Bounds. Thank you for joining me as we explore the unique story of Aja Rita and her marriage to the Berlin Wall. As always, remember that the war is full of stories that remind us of the beauty and the complexity of human experience. Until next time, keep your heart and minds open to the extraordinary connection that shaped our lives. This is your Alpha Wessano, your host, Hasta la vista, no. Have a wonderful day.